Winter in the Water. The Wind Dance. Cabañeros Park's wetlands, such as this small pool formed by the abundant rains that fell last fall, have been a refuge during the last 3 months for thousands of wintering birds which arrived with the first frost. Now we are in the last 2 weeks of February. The days begin to be a little bit longer and the temperature remains the same. We are in the toughest month of winter since it's colder and snowfalls are more common. Despite that, the wintering bird's instinct begins to be active again. The call back to their breeding grounds in Central and Northern Europe is about to begin. As it happens in this scene to these groups of birds, after resting in their sleeping places during the night, they take advantage of the early morning to feed themselves and set off on their journey northward. The din of honking from a large flock of cranes can be heard from miles away. It's an overpowering noise because the crane, one of the noisiest birds, is the great protagonist at this moment. Several flocks have been gathering in this wetland to set out together. Notice the elegance of their slow movements, either still or moving. Their figure is unmistakable, with their legs stretched out and their neck extended or bent backwards while singing. Look closely now. Can you make out the cranes which have their head covered by a yellow plumage? There are a few chicks in the group surrounded by adults. While some cranes are already in the air, some others begin to join them once flying off after running a few meters with their wings already deployed in a very characteristic movement of this species. Those falling behind have stayed a few more minutes feeding on roots, worms, and insects in the mud and on the pond's banks. They know their journey will be long and that they won't be able to stop until dusk. Look now at the right side of the scene. On the ground, among the group of cranes, appears a pair of mallards. The male is easy to identify due to its colorful plumage, glossy dark green head and neck, and reddish-brown chest. Matched from the beginning of winter, they have settled permanently close to this pool, where they have just built their nest among the reed bed on one of the river banks. The female is about to lay eggs in a week. She will lay between 7 and 12 eggs. Further to the right, another pair of northern lapwing has chosen this wetland to nest. Although it's a very gregarious species, during the breeding season they live apart. That's why both seem to be restless while exploring the pool vicinity. The mallard and the northern lapwing are two wintering species which live in Cabañeros Park throughout the year. The specimens coming from Europe which arrived at the beginning of winter, will return to their breeding territories. Look up now and notice the large flock of common wood pigeons crossing over the sky above this pool. They are common wood pigeons, which are returning to their places of origin. Hundreds of thousands of these birds will cross in a few days throughout the Pyrenees Far West on their way home. This flock of common wood pigeons is a very tempting target for two elegant air predators, such as the red kite and the black-winged kite. Neither of them can waste such a favorable opportunity. The first one, much bigger, approaches the pigeons, spreading his wings while his long tail acts as a powerful helm. Practically still, hanging in the air, he is about to catch a pigeon with his claws. The red kites are now returning to their breeding areas in Switzerland and Germany, so feeding well is a vital objective for these species to finish off their journey. The black-winged kite is about to wrap around his prey. After flying quickly with his wings in an angle around the flock of pigeons, all of a sudden he folds them up, falling straight on his target. The cool morning advances in Cabañeros Park. The birds' sounds that will cross the bright sky today are spreading out into the air and will not begin to fade until sunset. If you want to know more about wintering birds, the wetland ecosystem and the species that inhabit it, get closer to the screens that are next to the scene and enjoy the activities that we suggest. With the interactive Who's Who, you'll be able to get more information about the scene and species represented in this room. And with the game En Route, you'll be able to get to know better the European migration routes of four species that spend the winter in Cabañeros Park. I'll be waiting in the next room to discover the mountains in winter.